This is the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, by Golden Isles Pharmacy, Moondoggies, and by Golden Isles Collision. Now, here is your host, Kip Branch.
Hi, welcome to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. We're live from Moondoggies. I'm Kip Branch, and this segment of the Pirate Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Golden Isles Collision, and by our host Moondoggies. And now join us, the head coach of the undefeated 8-0 Brunswick High Pirates, Sean Pender. On the cue, a Gator fan walks in.
The crowd's coming in right now.
Yeah, the late arrival crowd.
The show can now start.
Kind of a wine and cheese crowd. Coach 8-0, senior night, 4-0 in the region. We got the Bradwell Institute Tigers coming in here.
Yeah, it feels good right now at being 8-0, especially after that bye week. That bye week, you know, still gave us a little bit of problems, but
yeah,
we're able to still keep a undefeated deal there. So we're happy about that. We had a great week of practice, Kip. We had the bye week served its purpose. We had a lot of people banged up, you know, in the Richmond Hill game. This bye week really came at a good time for us. And we're now looking as healthy as we've been in a very long time going into week 9 game, which is very important.
But we were playing so good going into the bye week. I mean, we just dismantled Statesboro, Richmond Hill back-to-back weeks. So we were looking pretty good going into the bye week.
We did. We had a lot of momentum going into that. And, of course, you worried about losing momentum. But, you know, and I'll tell you, the bye week practice, I was worried about that a little bit. But the way we practiced this week just kind of renewed my confidence in what we're doing and the fact that the strategy we used in the bye week was good, and now we just got to make sure it shows up on Friday night.
Well, talk about bye week practice. When you got that first week, I mean, you're not putting in the game plan for Bradwell last week. What did you work on last week?
We work on, you know, several different things that we did. Now, we were in a fortunate situation that our last two games of the season happened to be Bradwell and Effingham, and they were playing each other. And we're able to have, by that time, you know, in the year, you have film on everybody. So we looked at kind of both their stuff, and then as we were going in, we did do some game planning, but it wasn't just for Bradwell. It was basically for our last two games of the season, kind of intermixed them, and we're able to do little tweaks and things that we might do later on, and to try some other things when it comes to not necessarily trickery plays, Kip, but things that we don't normally do, formations that we don't normally see. Those things that you need to practice a little bit more, we were able to do that. But also, the time of the year, you know, the first bye week we had, we were more physical, getting after it, still trying to get in shape. It was early in the year. We still didn't really know what we had yet. And then this last bye week, we kind of know where we are, and we kind of formed our identity. And it was more about healing up and getting healthy, and we were able to do that. So that was huge.
Going into the bye week, though, defensively, because we had been lights out. Zero shutout at Statesboro and 7 points against Richmond Hill. And if you'd have told us that before the season, I said, we'll take it.
I'll say this too, defensively, we didn't give up a touchdown versus Glenn either. Their offense did not score. They got two field goals, and then they had a block punt for touchdowns. That's how they got there. We had the only team that really scored, you know, multiple points on this was South Effingham so far, and we hope to keep it that way. Our defense had some lofty goals. We're still trying to finish, you know, with a 1,000 yards or less on the season, and our defense is really doing a good job at that right now. I think, you know, we got to hold Bradwell to under 80 yards, you know, but it's going to be a lofty goal. But, you know, our defense has that out there, and they're trying to say shut out again. They're really going for it. Our goal is to have opponents who only score 10 points on game. And right now we're sitting at like 10.6 or 10.1 or something like that. So our defense is hungry, trying to get that this next shutout. Don't know if it's going to happen or not, but, you know, hey, we're going for that goal anyway.
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, I feel like on these shows with the way our defense has been playing this year, we spent a lot of time talking about defense and not enough time talking about the offense, but 42 points on a Richmond Hill team that was coming into their own. We came out, ran the football, threw the football, pretty balanced on offense, probably as balanced as we were all year.
Yeah, we are doing a good job on the offensive side of the ball. Again, we're putting up a lot of points. We average around 36, 37 points a game right now. Kip, we're in the in 6A, we're in the top five or six in the state. You know, and that's stuff that you know, because our defense has been playing so well, it's overshadowing the offense, which is a good thing. When your defense is overshadowing your offense, and your offense is still in the top of the rankings in the state and scoring category, you feel really good about your team.
With Cambridge losing last Friday night, Coach, we are the only undefeated team in 6A football in the state of Georgia.
Oh yeah, thank you.
So I looked that stat up just to make sure it was correct, and that's what we are, ranked fourth in the state in most polls, and having a fantastic season.
Yeah, I was looking at that earlier today. All the polls are six polls that rate you, and four of the polls were ranked, number four. And there was one poll, I can't even figure out what it is yet, but they don't even have a strength in the top 10. But I looked at all the schools that it did have ranked, and everyone's north of Macon, except for like Lee County.
It's probably the Marietta Times or something. Cobb County.
Something. I don't know what it is, but yeah, it's all. North Georgia teams.
Coach, our running backs, I mean, Jacoby Hill, he's got to be close to 1,000 yards, or if not there, he's got to be close.
Yeah, he's right around there, but you got to look at Jacoby, not just with his rushing yards, you got to look at his all-purpose yards. You know, running and receiving, he's well up there because he's got a lot of receiving yards as well coming out the backfield.
And then the rest of them, I mean, Leon Charlton, gets limited opportunities, but makes the most of them. Pat Leggett's the same way.
Yeah, charge per carry for Leon Charlton is really huge.
And then you got Ree, who's just lights out too. Yeah. Hard to bring down. He's a guy that's hard to bring down.
He is, but when you talk about those guys, Ree and Jacoby in particular, everyone talks about their running ability and the things, but it's their blocking ability. Those guys are very good blockers. And, you know, Leon Charlton's been beneficial for a lot of that in his yards per carry, because a lot of times when he's the one getting the ball, those other two are the ones blocking for him. And Pat Leggett does a real good job as well when he's in there doing the things that he does. He has more receiving yards than rushing, but he's been another one of those backs that's just been able to do all three phases, to run the ball the way they do, to catch the ball the way they do, and to block the way they do. It's pretty impressive. Those four are all seniors, and this is their senior night in the Yeah, those guys, they are the Wolfpack. I mean, they are the original Wolfpack.
They are.
We got some puppies in the makings, but those guys,
some cubs.
Yeah, they got a ways to go to reach up to that level. But that's our expectations now. Our running backs have that identity, and the next group has got to live up to that identity.
Set the foundation, and the rest of ones that come behind have to live up to it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
More to come on the Pirate Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
In life and in sports, you need a winning strategy to be successful. Hi, I'm Dr. Denny Carter. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, our strategy is to treat orthopedic injuries safely and effectively so you can return to your activities quickly. Find us on the field or in the neighborhood with convenient locations in Brunswick, St. Mary's, and St. Simon's Island. We offer same-day emergency appointments and the resources of Southeast Georgia Health System. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender from the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch, and this segment is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery and by Golden Isles Pharmacy. Coach, our wide receivers are starting to make more and more plays, and they're getting better week by week.
Yeah, they are. You know, Terry Mitchell. You know, he came on the scene. He burst on the scene. He did a tremendous job.
Got lightning bolt.
He does. He did a really good job. TJ has proved to be a consistent kid. He's gotten better. And then Kevin Thomas showed his big play potential last week. And then, of course, you got, again, Jacoby and Pat making the catches that they do. JD making some of the catches that he does as well. So the unit has really come on strong. Elvine, I can't say enough about him. He's another one of those kids that you don't call his name much, but man, he's made some critical catches for us, kept drives alive, and he's also doing a good job blocking as well.
Coach, right before the half at Richmond Hill, we were up, I guess, 21-0. We get the football back, and we could have just took it to the half, but you decided that we were going to throw the football, and we threw two strikes. Nellis threw probably his best two balls of the year, Coach, and two plays, 79 yards, it was 28-0.
Yeah, it reminded me back in Sutton's JV days when he was throwing to Kevin, throwing those deep ball touchdowns. Sutton does a really good job of throwing the deep ball, you know, outside to the edges, and he knows where to put it. You know, he puts it high into the outside for Kevin, and Kevin will go up and make a grab, and he put it, you know, both balls exactly where it needed to be. Kevin did his part, did what he needed to do. And the results were two catches for 79 yards.
Yeah, we took the ball on the 21, yeah. Two plays, boom, it's 28-0, and game's over going into the half.
That was nice.
Coach, quarterback play. We threw the ball pretty well against Richmond Hill, and the throwing game has been getting better and better every week. And so talk about the progression of the quarterbacks.
Well, they definitely got better. It's a good unit. You know, this week, you know, we're going to be without Sutton, but you look at the quarterback room, the other guys that are in there. You know, Jeffrey's been getting a lot of playing time as well, and he'll be ready to take the helm with Sutton being out. But you know, Trey, you know, Tommy, you know, Witherspoon's been coming on, working really hard. He's had a good week of practice. And hopefully we're gonna see a little bit of him as well. But you know, with it being senior night, Jeffrey will get majority of the snaps, and you know, hopefully he'll live up to the expectations that we have for him. I think he will. And their play is improving really weekly.
You're listening to the Pirate Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach Special Teams. We get after folks on kickoff coverage. We're close to breaking a punt return. I mean, we're really close. Kick coverage is good. I mean, we're punting and making extra points. I mean, we're looking pretty good in special teams.
Yeah, our punter's average yards per punt. He's up there in the top of the state again, 2 years in a row. He's doing a really good job there. Fortunately, he hasn't had to punt the ball much this year, which is a good thing.
It is a good thing.
And hopefully we can continue that trend as well. The pump protection, we've been working really hard on that, but we've really been working extremely hard on pump block. And you know, last week we were real close. We actually tipped the ball twice. Two times we tipped it. I feel we're right there at the verge. I wouldn't be surprised if we block one this week, the way we've been working on, the way our kids been coming off. It's really been a focal point, so I'm looking for that. Kick return is something special. I have a feeling their kicker's just going to keep it away from our deep guys. But if he does make a mistake and kick it deep, I think we're going to have a good chance to return one there as well. So we're seeing, I'm very positive that our kickoff coverage is going to continue to do a good thing. Kid, there was a time period real recently that I was just, every time our kicker kicked it, I'm like, just please go in the end zone, please go in the end zone. Now I like it when the ball falls just a little bit short, just to watch the way our kickoff coverage team flies down there and makes plays.
We have made a lot of initial contact, Coach, inside the 15-yard line. We have,
and really it's thanks to a couple factors there. One, the kicker's getting good height on the ball.
Yep.
You know, and he's doing a really good job pinning him back in the area we want him to pin him back on. And then you have some heat-seeking missiles.
You've got to.
These kids are racing down there to try to make plays. And then they talk noise to each other when one of them makes a play and the other one don't. I mean, it's a fun competitive environment. But watching Devin Smith and Reese Simmons just battle to see who's going to make the play. And then here comes Pat Leggett flying in there to make the play. Or then you see one of the other ones coming in there. You know, Jayshon Wilson's been getting his nose in the action there lately, and you know, just flying around and watching them run down there to Leon, Pat's brother, I'm sorry, Keon Leggett. He's another one flying down there, starting to make a lot of plays on special teams. So that kickoff team is pretty fun to watch. Nick Gray, you know, Nick Gray just the other day, by the way, I got to put this out there. He ran a 4.440. We on our off week, we did the bye weeks running. That sucker ran a 4.440. He's special. And then Devin ran a 4.50. That's an outside linebacker. That's only a sophomore. So we have a lot of speed running down there on that kickoff team.
I mean, if you remember back just a few games, Nick Gray saved a long touchdown run just by hustling.
Yeah, just hustling, running a guy down that had a breakout run and is a fast kid. And Nick Gray, he's something special. What do you see in the spring in track? I think he's probably going to win the state in the hurdles.
Ooh, that would be nice. So we'll be right back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media.
Your proud new home for the Brunswick High Pirates Sean Pender Coaches Show this season, Moon Doggies. Be sure to be there every Wednesday night at 7 as the Pirates head coach breaks down the week in Brunswick High football. And be sure to try the best wings in town, hands down. Moon Doggies, 36 Canal Road, 912-264-4888. Online at moondoggiespizza.com. And let's go, Pirates! Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
I call the guy.
All right, welcome back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch, and this segment is brought to you by Golden Isles Collision and by Moon Doggies. Coach Bradwell's coming in here. It's senior night. But first, let's talk about these seniors, Coach. 2018, these kids come in, and 18 was a rough season for us. And they took their lumps. Jacoby and Reed played a lot as freshmen, and we took our lumps. And these guys have just gotten better and better and better. And by the time we're seniors, we're sitting here at 8-0.
Yeah, they have. Yeah, they took their lumps in 2018, that's for sure. Now, a lot of those guys, again, were in the ninth grade. They all were in the ninth grade class at that time. But, you know, those guys, only a couple of them were getting some playing time. Not that much. They were more on scout team. But they didn't like that feeling. They saw that that's not what we wanted to do. And a lot of them got to play as sophomores. You know, and you saw our program get better the following year. And then this group of guys, they got even better. It's a group that got better every single year. You know, and you know, from freshman year, you know, we only won three games. And then they ended up winning six games as sophomores. Your junior year, they won eight games. Now we're sitting here already with eight wins and two games left in the regular season. So we're in really good good shape. Our guys are still hungry. It's a great group of men that bought into everything we did everything we've asked them to do in the program. One of the main things that this group did, going into this group, only had about 27 or so. It was less than 30 kids that were on the team as freshmen. And we still have over 20-something seniors on the team. It's either 23 or 26. It's around that number. So this group of young men stayed together. They didn't quit. They went through adversity. They went through struggles. And they have come out stronger on the other end.
I could tell as far back as 2019 when a lot of these seniors were playing when they were sophomores, because there was just something different about this group. They hated to lose, and it just bothered them to lose. Whereas, you know, some kids, it doesn't bother them to lose, but this senior class, man, they hate to lose.
Yeah, and you saw it too when they were playing JV.
Yes.
Yeah, they turned around that season. We started having a winning season JV-wise with that group, and then the group behind them. The group behind them, I think there's only one JV loss they've had in 2 years.
Brad Wills coming in here, Coach. Not a very good record. Got to be on guard against overlooking them. Talk a little bit about what they do on offense and defense. And we went up there just 3 years ago, Coach, in Hinesville, and they laid the wood to us.
Yeah, they did. We definitely remember that. But, you know, this team is a different team than it was 3 years ago, that's for sure. Offensively, they're going to run a lot of zone stuff, a lot of power. They're going to try to do some quarterback read stuff. Real similar offense that we saw versus Statesboro. They'll try to run the quarterback and run the running back on the edge like Statesboro did. They throw the ball a little bit more. They attempt to throw the ball a little bit more than Statesboro. And they have some receivers that can make plays. They got a couple of tall guys out there. We got to make sure we stay good in coverage and make sure we defend everything well. Be ready for some chicory, some reverses and, you know, double passes, that kind of things. And just also they'll line up in some different types of formations, unbalances that we got to be prepared for. But I think our defense is going to be real sound, ready to go. We have a very good defensive game plan for them as well. Offensively, we're going to be ready and prepared for them to run a 3-3 stack. That's their main defense. But we've seen that for a while. We know how to handle the 3-3 stack. They will try to be diverse out of it and try to get in a four-man front when we get in what we call 21 personnel. But we've seen that also this year where we're ready to handle that. We just can't be greedy. We got to take what they give us. They're going to try to keep guys back to try to get it where we can't make the big play. We can't force anything. If a play's not there, let the play the next play. Don't try to force it and cause a turnover, and we'll be in good shape.
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, it's been a long time since we've gone through a season and not lose a home game. So what would that mean to you to just finish out this home schedule this year without a blemish on it?
I don't want to have a blemish, period.
Well, we don't.
This definitely means something. You love to always play in front of your home crowd and being able to bring a victory home every time you play, you know, in your home stadium. We had that one loss last year to Benedict team at home where we knew we had a chance to win it. And we faltered there. This year, we're going to try not to falter. I don't believe we will. I think I'm very confident. I'm not being cocky. I'm very confident in our team's ability to get the job done the way we practiced this week. I don't see any reason why we wouldn't get the job done. We just got to go out on Friday night and take care of business and play the type of Pirate football that we know how to play.
And we control our own destiny. We don't have to depend on anybody. It's out there in front of us. We just got to go get it.
No, we just got to win on Friday nights. We win on Friday nights, we'll be in great shape.
Coach, any last comments before we sign off here tonight and go whip Bradwell on Friday night?
You know, we're sitting in such a great situation, and we got a lot of really good things going on with our program. You know, sitting here again at 8-0, community-wise, you got to come out and support these kids. It's senior night. This is a great group of young men that have really turned our program around. This group here, you know, they got a lot of playing times as sophomores. When you get made it back to the playoffs, not just making it back to the playoffs, but advanced to the second round, which was hasn't done in a long time. And now this group just continues to grow and get better. It's got to be one of the most winning classes in Brunswick High's history. When you look at all years combined, I think they got to be up there in probably the top two or three. I'm not sure. That's going to be up to the stat man might be able to tell us that. But this is a winning class. And this class also turned it around, beat Glenn 2 years in a row. And that's another big thing when we talk about championships. So come and support these guys on senior night. Make sure that they're see these boys.
That's going to wrap us up here from Moondoggies tonight. So thank you for joining us for the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Sean Pendle on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to join us each and every week during the season right here at Moondoggies at 7:30. For Coach Pender, I'm Kip Branch, and as always, Francis.
Go Pirates!
See you next week.